the money in the wind when I'm gone.
This is Dan Frechette. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Let the wind sing an empty song.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the space
depot. This is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
K-E-X-P. K-E-X-P.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the cinematic indie pop of songwriter Caroline Rose.
I'm not your mother. I'm not your brother. I am not your son.
Caroline Rose is an uncompromising, ever-morphing creative force. They've been putting out music since 2012. Originally, it was a folky Americana sound with acoustic guitar, pedal steel, and mandolins. Though Caroline's lyrics were already potent with insight, entanglements, despair, or DGAF ennui. Artistic evolution has been de rigueur since, and their latest is polished pop music, as likely to feature the jitter of electronica as it is to sweep in with Hollywood strings. Consistently, though, the album covers have been rose-colored, the blood-red kind of roses. The new album cover features a rose-red blindfold. It's called The Art of Forgetting and is available on New West Records. Caroline Rose's self-released America Religious was a down-home twang folk jaunt, recorded with singer-songwriter and producer Jer Koons. They met when he was on tour and played at her school, Wesley College in Massachusetts.
Poor sunbeam patches, like lightning in my vision, stumbling, trembling as a tremor in the depths beneath the trenches. But I came upon a spotted horse, a lonely, dun and tethered mare, grazing in yellow grass, a field of straight back silken hair. It was then I realized, with a lasso around the sky, I'd follow morning. So the sun, it would be always on the rise. I come 5 days sleepless, 1,000 miles behind me. I heard a voice in the wind speak in a dream, my soul in silhouette. Oh, Alice, move along. I got 2 arms, this world won't know what you to stand on.
They worked together again for the Dylan-esque, or more aptly, Tom Waitsian record, I Will Not Be Afraid, which was released on Little High Records.
We'll jump on the ring and we'll loosen your reins. I heard the man was born free, now he's living in chains. Whoa, whoa, everywhere I got the world in tow. No matter where I turn, I got the carrots load. My shoes shine, brother thinks I'm so naive. Looking at me thinking I got something hidden up my sleeve. No shame. Cool as can be. I got no money, but I'm always feeling free, free, free. So what you think you're doing? Who you think you are? Drinking bottles of whiskey, smoking Cuban cigars. Think if you act like a man, you can alter this wheel. You can make it in this world without that blood and won't heal.
For 2018's Loner, Caroline switched things up. They recorded with Paul Butler, also known for his work with a diverse group of artists, including Hooray for the Riff Raff, Lord Huron, Michael Kiwanuka, and Devendra Banhart. The sound is very different, moving toward the new old-stock R&B records created by Gabriel Roth in the Daptones and made popular in part by Mark Ronson's work with Amy Winehouse. For 2020's superstar, Caroline became a character who drove across the country to go to an audition in Hollywood, which apparently was a mistake.
LA, Los Angeles, the city that never sleeps. We are in town for my first audition, and I think that this could be really big news for me. So I decided to bring a camera crew along. And, oh, my agent. Hey, Ed. I'm in Hollywood. Where's the audition? I'm on Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood, Florida. Are you f***ing kidding me?
Ooh, I got this feeling. Maybe it's just madness. I'm so in love with myself. It's so romantic. I see I'm staring as I walk down the line. I'm looking good. I don't think it's a crime. But everybody's so quick to stand up and say, gotta be this way or that way. Gotta ask yourself, is this really what I want? So quick to cry out and say you gotta keep your shit together. But baby, watch me freak out.
Gonna feel the way I want to. Feel the way I want to. Feel the way I want to feel.
KEXP's DJ Cheryl Waters asked Caroline about The Art of Forgetting.
The title is very striking, and it can have, you know, multiple meanings, and you're just belting it out over and over in that song and just talking about love. And can you talk a little bit about the title and what it means to you?
The title, well, the title comes from that song, and it's a line in the song Miami. And it was one of the earlier songs that I wrote. And at the time I just had a lot of like resentment and anger, and it felt more like a resignation, I guess. And the more I wrote for the album, I think the more I was kind of healing in a way. And by the end of it, it felt more like a healthy letting go, like the kind of taking the idea of to forget something not necessarily as a bad thing. It's just, you know, you let it go. And I can also say that this is a record that I really just wanted to make it for me. It's like my personal story of this time. And when I was first writing the material, I had no motivation, because I mean, I had no motivation to do anything with it. And I think that's part of why I think it's a good album, is it's very like pure in that way. The songs just kind of, well, most of them kind of arrived. It was just a very pure time of just reconnecting emotionally with the guitar. And I hadn't really just sat around and noodled on the guitar in so long, and I just kind of fell in love with it all over again, like when I was a teenager, you know?
I just wanna write a song that keeps you in my arms.
Yeah, what did that feel like, not to have anybody giving you any input or any deadlines?
Good. Felt good. No suits were involved in the making of this album.
Well, when did you decide that it was going to turn into something that was purely for you, into something you felt like you wanted to share?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of flirt all the time with just wanting to quit this. It's like such a crazy lifestyle. There's other things that I want to do with my life, you know? And I didn't even really know if I wanted to keep doing music, but I felt like I had one. I was like, I think I got one record left in me. Who knows how I'll feel if I, you know, after this album cycle is done. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I guess at a certain point, it felt too good not to share. And every other day I kind of flit back and forth between feeling like I've made a grave mistake putting it out, but so it really, it's like very taxing.
Well, we hope Caroline does whatever the hell they want to do next. Right now, let's experience this intense live performance. Here's Caroline Rose, live on KEXP.
I've got something to say. Babe, you've got to take it or leave it. It's not your fault.
It's just the way you are right now. Tell me what is wrong, 'cause I'm no longer having fun. Oh, it all, I'm done. Life goes on. I just gotta do my thing, get some fresh air in my lungs. I just gotta take a beat and shake it off. Treasure on board we're flying.
You just heard Caroline Rose with the songs Tell Me What You Want and Love Song for Myself.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Caroline Rose.
This song's called Miami.
And that was our live session with Caroline Rose. You heard the songs Everywhere I Go, I Bring the Rain and Miami. We'd like to thank Caroline and the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station WXPN 88.5 at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, check out A Deeper Listen. Host Emily Fox and KEXP's editorial team talk with artists about the stories behind their songs and the experiences that inform their work. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the corporation.
Kevin Doherty's newly released book, Growing Up Star Wars, contains anecdotes aplenty of what it was like as an 8-year-old seeing Star Wars for the very first time at the movie theater and how it afflicted Kevin for the rest of his life with Star Wars fever. Growing Up Star Wars recounts how the dark and mind-blowing sequel, The Empire Strikes Back, impacted Kevin at the age of 11 years old in 1980, and how the uplifting, celebratory third film, Return of the Jedi, affected him as a cool, mature teenager in 1983. Growing Up Star Wars takes you through his experiences of what it was like as a young adult to live through the dark times, when Star Wars disappeared from existence and practically fell off the face of the earth in the late 80s into the early 90s. Pick up Growing Up Star Wars at Amazon and soon at local bookstores throughout Winnipeg.